relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, dear friends. Welcome back. And what a star-studded lineup we have for you. Sean Davis of The Federalist, Boris Epstein, my former White House colleague, then Minority Whip Steve Scalise. And now, to open the second hour of the show, none other than Tennessee's Senator Marsha Blackburn. Senator Blackburn, welcome back to America First.
I am so delighted to join you. Thank you for having me on.
I want to talk about this outrageous, it's not a relief bill, it's a pork bill. We have to talk about the immigration disaster that's impending on the border. But I'm just looking at your Twitter feed, and right at the top of your Twitter feed, you just posted this video of you discussing Javier Becerra's agenda, this cabinet nominee for the Biden administration. Will you share with us why this is such a disturbing nomination?
Yes, Becerra is someone, whether he was in Congress, whether he was a trial lawyer, whether he was the AG in California, he has had a lifelong, career-long campaign against religious liberty and against pro-life causes.
So this is an individual at the highest level of an administration who could ramrod through the anti-life agenda of the radical left. That is your primary concern.
Yes, it is. And what we have to look at is the secondary concern is this is a guy, as I said, he's a trial lawyer. He has zero public health experience. None. Not one day. And he is up for Secretary of Health and Human Services. President Biden should withdraw this nomination. This is ridiculous. You know, it's like saying, okay, we've got this guy. He is a trial lawyer who became a congressman, who became the AG in California, and he has no health care experience, but he's going to do what we want done because he is a leftist. So let's put him at HHS and let him control that $1.2 trillion budget and help us control people and achieve our agenda.
Wow. Well, look, it's a pattern. It's a trend. If Pete Buttigieg can be Secretary of Transport because he likes to ride on trains, then Javier Becerra is equally unqualified. Let me just ask you before we move on. Neera Tanden, it's been delayed. I think they're going to withdraw her nomination. Do you think there's a chance with Becerra? Will he also have a stiff resistance in the Senate?
Yes, I think that Neera Tanden is not going to be approved. There is growing opposition to her. And Becerra, I think, could end up facing the same fate. He has just spoken so vociferously against the Little Sisters of the Poor. Bear in mind, this is the guy that had the lawsuit, pushing the lawsuit to sue the nuns.
Yeah.
This is who it is.
Yeah.
So people need to realize this. This is a radical. He does not belong in a president's cabinet.
an individual who supported the nuns being sued because they didn't want to fund abortions tells you everything you need to know about not just Javier Becerra, but also the administration that wants him in the cabinet. Follow her at blackburn.senate.gov and on Twitter at Marsha Blackburn. Senator Blackburn, your colleague Steve Scalise in Congress has said this outrageous figure that only 10% of the COVID bill, the relief bill, is actually related to COVID. The rest, 90%, is pork. Should we even be calling this the CARES Act? Should this even be related to COVID at all?
No, it should be called the Break the Bank Act, because it's breaking the bank. What you would end up, if they pass this thing, you are going to have $5.5 trillion that will have been spent on COVID. Now, bear in mind, the $1 trillion that was passed at the end of the year, it's not even out the door yet. The checks have not been written. States and school systems, extra PPP, no one knows what those numbers are going to be yet, because the money hasn't been appropriated yet. So why would you do another $2 trillion when you've not spent the last $1 trillion? And that was voted on before the other $500 billion had been spent from the previous CARES Act. Look, what they're trying to do is to just force so much money that they are buying favor with people, with leftist causes. I mean, Nancy Pelosi wants all this money for her subway system. They want all this money for arts and humanities. They want all this money to bail out the big blue states. And that is where they are putting their emphasis.
So what's the fate? Will this go through? Can it be stopped? What's your expectation?
I think we may be able to stop it.
Wow. Fabulous. She's the author of The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country. Follow her right now on Twitter at Marsha Blackburn. Senator Blackburn, let's talk about, I think this is the impending crisis. Every new administration has to deal with a crisis, whether it's ISIS, whether it's Cuba, whatever it is. It's the border for Biden. Thousands of people coming across the border, the idea that they're not going to be tested for the coronavirus. How bad is it from your vantage point in the Senate when you look at the measures being taken by this White House?
I agree with you. I think that this issue on the border is something that is really going to challenge Joe Biden, because he has sent the message that come and we're going to let you in and we're not going to deport you. And what are you hearing from border towns and border states and these border counties and all of our border patrol that are down there? They are saying this is going to be a terrible, horrific situation. And these individuals that are coming up to the border, they are not COVID tested. We do not know if they have had vaccinations. We do not know if they have COVID. They have been traveling in these large groups. It is a very sad humanitarian crisis in the works.
And I think it was last night, if I remember well, Tucker Carlson opened his show with an analysis of, do we in fact know how many illegal aliens there are in the United States? And he said all this talk of 11 million is a more than decade-old number. Nobody can verify it. And reports out of Yale and MIT, hardly bastions of conservative opinion, state that the figure could be as high as 29 million illegal immigrants in the United States. As Senator Blackburn, if these people are amnestied, doesn't that mean representative government is over and the Democrats have a lock-in for the rest of human history?
What they are trying to do is, this is all about cancel culture for them. They are trying to erase conservatives, erase conservative speak, erase the last 4 years of the Trump presidency. They are basically saying, we will we will require you to submit to our agenda, conform to our way of doing things, or we will cancel you.
Yeah. And the immigration plans of the president, can those be stopped? If you sound very optimistic about COVID. Are the executive orders just going to keep on coming out of the Oval Office?
The executive orders are going to continue to come. I do think that at this point there is beginning to be a weariness from some of the Democrats who are they're really getting a lot of flack back home from people who are saying, hey, wait a minute, this is not what I voted for. I don't want a president who's going to rule by executive orders. You got on to Donald Trump when he did executive orders, and now you've done three times as many as Donald Trump ever did. And look at this. You need to change the way you're working.
Yeah, well, he did say when he was on the campaign trail that any president who governs by executive orders is a dictator. Well, he has lived up to that description. We have been talking to the author of The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country, Senator Marsha Blackburn. Follow her at Marsha Blackburn on Twitter and also at blackburn.senate.gov. Thank you, Senator. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on Facebook, available 24/7 at sebgorka.com as a video live, but also audio every single hour of the day, rotating 24/7. And don't forget, I always forget, there's an app. Yeah, it's called America First, but you'll find it if you look for me, Sebastian Gorka, at the App Store. Download it, and then you'll never miss a minute.
Yes, Isha.
How are you with me? That's up to CPAC. I've been clear in my views about President Trump and the extent to which following January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party.
That is Liz Cheney, who voted to charge President Trump with a crime under impeachment, saying that he should have nothing to do with the future of the Republican Party. Standing just behind her, you can see it in the video, is our very special guest, the House Republican Whip, proudly representing the 1st District of Louisiana, Congressman Steve Scalise. Congressman Scalise, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, it's great to be back with you. How are you, buddy?
Very good, very good. There's a lot of stuff out there in the dangerous thing that is called the internet, commenting on the video and focusing in, zooming in on your face, and you're shaking your head there. I don't want to cause trouble inside the ranks. I know she's leadership, but what would you care to say to that comment that Donald Trump should have nothing to do, given the fact that he's about to make a speech at CPAC, it should have nothing to do with the future of your party, Whip Scalise?
Of course he's going to be actively involved in the future of our party. He cares deeply about this country. I would venture to say, Sebastian, that when President Trump speaks this weekend at CPAC, it'll probably be the most watched event on television.
Yeah.
You know, there's still millions and millions of people who love this president, and then look at the results of what he did as president, especially compared to what Joe Biden is doing, destroying American jobs, making our country less secure, opening up our southern border, not as good of strong relationships with our friend. Even Canada's mad because of what he did to cancel the Keystone Pipeline.
Right.
And it was President Trump who, through Operation Warp Speed, set up not one but two vaccines now approved, with probably over 50 million vaccinations already made and put in the arms of Americans, and more coming every day. The President Trump, I think, is going to be remembered in history as somebody who really got our country back on track, and also stood by our allies around the world at a time when they were being and felt abandoned, and rebuilt a strong relationship with Israel not only for America, putting the embassy in Jerusalem, but getting peace agreements. President Trump achieved multiple peace agreements with other countries in the region, Middle Eastern countries, and that hadn't happened in 25 years, Sebastian.
Yeah.
And I know the mainstream media doesn't want to give him credit for any of those things, but they're all major accomplishments, not to mention one of the best economies we've seen in the history of this country, with not only record low unemployment, but every demographic group in this country was benefiting. Women-owned businesses were up double digits. African-American-owned small businesses were up. Opportunity was there for everybody. And now what we have is, you know, leftists shutting down schools, killing, crushing businesses all across this country with mandates that make absolutely no sense, ignoring science when the science says to open up schools, and they go against the science. There are trillions of dollars of spending for things that have nothing to do with COVID, just to bail out pension funds for unions and bail out states that were mismanaged, all while not doing the things that need to be done to help families get back on track, to help schools get open, to help businesses stay afloat.
Yeah, we have to talk about the COVID bill that is more of a pork bill than a COVID bill. But one last thing on this statement that is coming out of the third highest ranking individual, Liz Cheney. She recently said, it is very important, especially for us as Republicans, to make clear that we aren't the party of white supremacy. Where does this come from? Do you have any idea? And I just have to ask you, as the whip, as the man in the responsible position that you have, are there any other members of Congress who are Republicans who think you're the party of white supremacy?
No, and we've denounced white supremacy or any other form of hatred vocally, and we all should do that. Again, if you look at what the Republican Party stands for, it's the party of opportunity for everybody.
Yeah.
Not to force people into an addiction to government where the mindset is the only way you can succeed is if the government tells you how much money you can make through a guaranteed wage or through putting you on Medicaid or other government services. We're the party that believes in the strength and power of the individual freedom, opportunity for everybody. School choice at a time when local school systems are and these teachers' unions are taking your money and not educating your kid and setting these kids back for the rest of their life. We're the party that says not only should schools be open, but if a school if your neighborhood school isn't going to educate your kids, you should be able to take that money and go down the street where somebody is willing to safely educate your child.
Yeah.
That's what the Republican Party stands for, and the values that make this country great. We stand for life, Sebastian. The party that's defending life right now, unfortunately, in Washington, we're the only party. The Hyde Amendment, which used to be one of the standard bipartisan understanding agreements that taxpayer funding can't be used for abortion, Democrats want to get rid of the Hyde Amendment now.
Incredible.
We had an amendment in committee to restore Hyde protections in this COVID bill. Every Democrat voted against it, meaning every Democrat is for using taxpayer money for abortion.
Outrageous.
For the party of life. So there are a lot of big differences between us and them.
Outrageous. Follow him at republicanwhip.gov and on Twitter at Steve Scalise. You made a lot of news, Congressman Scalise, when you gave us the truth about this fake COVID bill where you said only 10% of the funds have anything to do with health or the coronavirus. 90% is pork. What is the future of it? Are they going to be able to push it through? What is the GOP doing right now?
Well, Sebastian, I think it was you and I where I kind of gave that information out, and it wasn't really widely available. Now you're starting to see more and more people find out about it.
Yes.
And frankly, the sunshine is the best disinfectant on this liberal spending bill. And it's one of those things when you go back to Obamacare, when Pelosi said, you got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. They tried to ram it through. They didn't want people to find out what was in it, and afterwards people did, and they didn't like so many of the things that they found out later. But people are starting to find out about it now. It's going to be up for a vote tomorrow in the House. Then it goes over in the Senate. But when they realize that you got over $1 trillion of money that's unspent from previous bills, they're going to do $1.9 trillion, and less than 10% of the bill actually goes to public health. You look at the school money. There's $130 billion for education, and 95% of that money can't even be spent this year.
Yeah.
Parents don't want to wait until next year or 2 years later to start having their kids go back to school. If they don't need the money to safely reopen schools, why are they getting that money, Sebastian? $350 billion of bailout states. California in this bill will get about $41 billion They just announced about a week and a half ago they've got a $10 billion surplus. They've got a surplus, and we're going to borrow money from our kids and our grandkids in China to give California another $41 billion. Somebody explain how that makes any sense.
We've
people
got,
are finding this out. We've got curious about it.
We've got 30 seconds left. So is he going to go through? What's your expectation?
Well, Pelosi's ramming it through, and I'm sure she's going to get the votes. We're working to ensure that no Republicans vote for it. And frankly, we'd like to see if we can get a couple of Democrats. It'll be uphill, but I think as more people find out what's in this bill, and what's not in this bill is opening up schools.
Yeah.
What's not in this bill is money to double vaccines instead of 100 million. How about 200 million vaccines? That's not in this bill.
It should anger all Americans, irrespective of who you voted for. Follow this man, a fighter for the truth, at Steve Scalise. Thank you, Whip Scalise, for doing what you do every single day in the swamp. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
I'm so happy for Matt Schlapp and all the people who work for the American Conservative Union. CPAC may be in Florida this year for specific reasons that I think you can work out. But not only is it fully booked, capacity crowd, not only will the 45th President of the United States be the final speaker on Sunday, can't wait to hear that speech, they will be using the largest conservative convocation in America every single year to honor the late, great Rush Limbaugh. At CPAC, which starts tomorrow, they will be inducting Rush Limbaugh into the conservative Hall of Fame. What a beautiful, beautiful gesture. Thank you, Matt, and everybody else there at the ACU and at CPAC. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you like this show, if you want to do your part, it's a small gesture, but it helps a great deal, then support our sponsor, Mike Lindell. 24 companies, 24 American corporations are going after him to boycott him and to try and destroy him and not stock his products. You can make a difference. You can send a message to the cancel culture fascists on the left. If you go to his website directly, cut out the middleman, cut out the radicals, he's going to give you, because you're listening to this show, more than 60% off. And he has over 100 U.S.-made products on that page right now. All of them superlative. Send a message to the left. Order something today. One of our listeners, what did he say? I've already ordered 2 extra pillows today to send my message to the radicals. Go to mypillow.com, use promo code G-O-R-K-A, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to Washington State. We don't get enough calls from Washington State. Aaron, line 2, welcome to America First. Aaron, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I can now.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead. Why did you call in?
Well, I am running for the school board in my county now. And
why? Tell us why you are doing that.
there's a few reasons. I've listened to you every day, and I can't, just lay down. But I've had to look at my daughter bawling that she can't go to school, and we have a sex ed curricular here that starts in kindergarten that's more like softcore porn for kids, and was told that a majority conservative on the school board could block that from coming into our schools. So the kids are worth it, and it needs to be done. Time to shut up or do something.
Indeed it is. God bless you. When's the election?
It's we'll declare out on Monday. I'll have all my paperwork turned in. I've met with other school board meetings and my local representative. We're getting the campaign together and the help. And the election is this November.
Wow. Can you find other people like you have decided enough is enough and who are going to run on a ticket to bring back some sanity? Are there other sane people who are going to make the same decision?
I am really trying. I've on my social media, I've put out, if we can get one more conservative, then we will have a majority and the communists will be kicked off the school board.
Okay, Aaron, this is big.
I'm trying.
This is big news, big news. Couple of things. I want you to stay on the line. We're going to thank him for being a loyal listener every day. He gets to pick whatever book he wants. We'll send him a signed copy, Defeating Jihad, Why We Fight, or The War for America's Soul. And Mr. G, get this guy's contact details, because if it makes a difference, if we can help, I know it's Washington State, we will help. This is what you do. You don't wait. You don't just moan. You don't just listen to the radio. You heard what he said. Aaron said it's time to either shut up or do something. He saw the insanity, the sex ed right down to kindergarten, the equivalent of soft porn insanity being taught to our children. The fact that the schools are still closed and his child desperately wants some normality back in her life. That should be an example to all of us, shouldn't it? I think it is. So let's help him as much as we can. And let's take this as a lesson for all of us. Wherever you are, you don't have to have kids. Well, they can be grown up. You don't have to run for the school board. But do something. Make a difference in the world around you. People say, well, I don't want to be political. Well, guess what? It's all political. They made it all political. From flipping Disney movies to the Muppets to school boards, everything is political. The response to a pandemic, it's all political. And as such, you have a responsibility to be part of the solution to bring us back to where we should be. God bless you. We need more calls like that. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. But if you're calling us, please don't make it on a cell phone that's tied to one of the big cell phone companies. They're part of cancel culture. They support the left. If you're with one of the big cell phone companies, guess what? They support Democrat candidates. They make donations to Planned Parenthood at the end of the month after you pay your bill. Why would you use your money against yourself? Stop today. Transfer your number to the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's Patriot Mobile, with a dependable nationwide 4G LTE network. Great, great rates, especially for first responders and veterans. And they are rated number one in customer service in America. The best, because of their US-based team. Call them today. They'll transfer your number. They're true experts. 972-PATRIOT. Or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That number, 972-PATRIOT, 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Got a text from Jeff. Oh, I love that music. Blake 7. It's like Star Trek with even less of a budget from the UK. Check it out. part of my childhood, British science fiction. You thought Doctor Who had some ropey sets. Wait till you see Blake Seven. But great stories. It's The Magnificent Seven in Space. Three seasons. A great, great show. Jeff has just texted this. Of course, Senator Blackburn is right about Javier Becerra, but quite frankly, every single Republican should vote against every single one of Biden's nominees. What have I been saying? Why are we playing softball when they're playing thermonuclear war? It's time to play as tough as they do. Not dirty, not immoral, but tough. Why? Why would you vote yes for any of his nominees? Oh, because it's polite. Right, because they're so flipping polite with us. This is how polite they are. Do you know who Malcolm Nance is? Malcolm Nance is a former senior petty officer in the Navy who's a mental case, a true psychiatric case, who spends his time spouting off conspiracy theories of the most outré and obnoxious variety on MSNBC. And guess what? The Democrats have made him one of their expert witnesses in the hearings on the threats to America from white supremacy and the connection of what happened on January the 6th. I want you to know who Malcolm Nance is. This vaunted quote-unquote expert. So we've collected, Mr. G's collected a couple of choice bon mots of this individual. This is Malcolm Nance talking about Donald Trump's choice as president of D&I Radcliffe, a congressman, to take over as director of national intelligence. Let's start here with the measured analysis from Malcolm Nance, Cut 9.
He will politicize the intelligence process in order to protect Donald Trump and to delegitimize all of the intelligence analysis over the last 4 years that have shown that the Russians assisted Donald Trump in becoming president. And this man is going to flip that on its head, put the imprimatur and stamp of authenticity on future reports, saying that Donald Trump did nothing wrong. And it will kill people, or it's already killing people, that our intelligence was ignored.
Already killing people. Do you think he rehearsed the word imprimatur? Do you think he tried to rehearse that a few times? John Radcliffe was going to get people killed because he wasn't going to confirm all the evidence of Russian collusion in the last 3 years. What evidence? Well, Malcolm Nance doesn't need any evidence. This is what he said in 2019 about the president himself. Hold on to your hats. Video cut 10, play cuts.
Donald Trump had been under Russian intelligence surveillance for a very long time, as early as 1977 with his first wife, Ivana. And Ivana was from the Czech Republic, which at that time was Czechoslovakia. Their intelligence agency, the STB, had her communications between the United States and the Czech Republic under surveillance. And they knew an enormous amount of information about Donald Trump between 1977 and the mid-80s. And then in the mid-80s, Donald was starting to express an interest in building Trump Tower Moscow. But more importantly, there were word from her family that he was trying to consider running for president against George Herbert Walker Bush, who was, of course, the former director of the CIA and the vice president of the United States. So Russia became very interested in him. They had 10 years of collection, and then they brought him to Moscow for what he wanted, which was Trump Tower. But from that moment on, an enormous dossier of information was collected on him, and more importantly, how to exploit him.
So it goes back to 1977. The Soviets have been exploiting Donald Trump. I guess that's why when we were in the White House, he greenlit the targeting of more than 200 Russian mercenaries in Syria who we killed. Because that's what Russians want, right? They want the President of the United States to use military force against Russian mercenaries in Syria. We've never done that before, by the way, not during the Cold War either. That's how tough Donald Trump was with Russia. But if you think That was the height of this man's insanity, who is testifying before Congress. Here's the last one. Malcolm Nance on Jared Kushner and Vladimir Putin. Card 11. Play card.
No other administration in transition has ever had communications with a foreign adversary at all. Certainly not like this one. Now, with regards to Jared Kushner's recommendation, people are saying that maybe he was just naive. This isn't naive. This is a man who came from a billion dollar industry. He knows what the meaning of going into another corporation's headquarters and then using their secure communications would mean and how that would look. Certainly to the United States. There is a lot more than why here, which is always the question we in the intelligence community ask. Another question that really needs to be answered, and right now and has been unanswered satisfactorily, is what did he intend to transmit through Russia's secure cryptographic systems to communicate with Vladimir Putin? The presidential daily briefing? The nuclear codes?
Jared Kushner, let me just, in case you missed it there at the end. Malcolm Nance, former U.S. Navy, is asking whether Jared Kushner, the then president's son-in-law, was transmitting the president's classified daily intelligence briefing or the nuclear launch codes of the United States to the Kremlin. These are the types of individuals that the Democrats are calling as their experts on the current threat to America. You know who the threat is to America? It's not people who voted for Donald Trump. It's psychiatric cases like Malcolm Nance, who needs professional help, as does any senator or congressman who thinks that he is an expert who should be testifying on the floor of the Senate or the House. Evidence of just how radical they've become. More of your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Just don't take my word for it or Reggie's. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com and then make the only decision that makes sense. If you found pain relief nowhere else, you must order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
This question is for Postmaster General DeJoy. Do you see it as a problem that the Board of Governors of the United States Postal Service looks like a millionaire white boys club?
Excuse me? Come again? Allegedly, that's the newest member of the squad. Do you remember the squad? Whatever happened to the squad? Is that band broken up? Are they looking for a new drummer? I think they might be looking for a new drummer. That is Cori Bush with, according to my producer, the dumbest question ever in a House hearing. It was something to do with delivery times during the COVID pandemic. And let's just play it again because it's a doozy. She's asking a question about the U.S. Postal Service. Cut three.
This question is for Postmaster General DeJoy. Do you see it as a problem that the Board of Governors of the United States Postal Service looks like a millionaire white boys club?
The board of the post service looks like a millionaire's. What was that? Yeah. Yeah. Great. Don't give her the nuclear launch codes. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Ryan Wan, JR, good friend of the show, Columbus, Ohio. Welcome back, JR.
Thank you, Dr. G. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Of course. So much I want to talk about.
Are you on a speakerphone or just in a very long tunnel?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Sorry, I am not on speaker. I never do that to you. Okay, ever. So here is my comment. I'm going to start praying to God every night after I pray for my children that President Biden does the State of the Union address, because I will be on the sofa with my golden retriever and a big bowl of popcorn, and I am looking forward to the best movie I've ever seen.
You're really that excited that you're going to sit there with your massive bowl of popcorn? What excites you so much about the idea of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.'s State of the Union address, if he ever gives one?
Well, the reason I'm excited about it is because at a certain point, they can't keep hiding him. And that would probably be a wonderful thing. I guarantee you there'll be a 3-minute delay on the television. So when he starts to have an issue, you know, he'll start to cough or something, and they'll go, "Oh, we have to end this," or something.
Well, or what was it? Who was it, JR? Was it the president or somebody else who commented, they're going to give him another injection in his backside of whatever they gave him last time? I mean, there is something going on there, and we're going to give you the latest reports. The health of Joe Biden, we have some evidence. We have video. We have Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, with what he's heard from his contacts. Yeah, if he ever gives a State of the Union, it may be a very short one, because this guy's health, let's just say, what is it AOC says? It's not tippy-tip-top. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.